Good morning. 6:29 a.m. on May the 23rd. Yeah, I'm out early again today. The alarm went off at 6 o'clock and I got up and put on my pants and my shoes and I came outside. So, this could work. We'll see how many teeth. I won't be able to do it. 18:25 for the first mile, not bad. I won't be able to keep it going Saturday or Sunday, probably, just because we've got the House of Disruption. And there will be. The alarms won't go off because it's a weekend, not a weekday. And also Saturday morning, at this time Saturday morning, we need to be on the way to graduation because it starts at 8. The graduates need to be there at 7, by 7. The gates open at 6:30. So yeah, it's going to be rather an early morning. Saturday, Sunday, we've still got house guests. Sunday night, they're going down to Denver to spend the night at the hotel down there before flying out on early, early Monday morning. So there's that. Let's see, where are we? It's cold here this morning. My fingers are cold. It says it's 50 degrees, but it feels more like 40. It's raw. It's rained, drizzled most of the night. A lot of stuff is pretty soggy. It's completely overcast. I haven't seen the sun yet today. Today's picture is a good, highly saturated green, showing that, yes, in fact, we do have leaves and grass. Green grass and high tides. What I haven't had this morning is my coffee. I got it on. I slept until 5 this morning. It's not easy to sleep with the eye guard on. And I have to wear it until Sunday night. Sunday night I can take it off and do away with it. Give up one of the eye drops. Tomorrow I can give up an eye drop. That would be good. So we're counting down, slowly tapering off on the back end. I was headache free most of the day yesterday. Had a bit of a headache come on late in the day. But this is Thursday, and considering that I had eye surgery Monday, we're doing pretty well. I have a bit of itch yet, so that was consistent with what I had before. There comes a couple walking the dog. Wonder how we're going to pass. Okay, they're going out that way. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Looks like they've been over to the local Evil Mermaid establishment. Paper cups with warm beverage. I don't know what's in them, but one might presume coffee. Walking the dog. Whew, I feel like I'm walking through syrup today. Eighteen and a half minutes for the first mile. It was not a great first mile, but it wasn't a bad one. I have a feeling that this mile may be closer to 19 than 18. What am I thinking about today? I'm thinking about Greedock. Now, the truth is, what I'm thinking about today is scheduling and stuff I have to do today. Very little of which has anything to do with production work. I've got a kid who has to go to graduation rehearsal in 2 hours. They'll be at rehearsal for 2 hours. I have to go back and pick them up. And then I don't know what they're going to do after that. In theory, that's the end of the day in terms of taxi duty. Then I do have to find something to fix for dinner. And I probably need to stock up on cat food. So we're looking at a grocery run later today at some point. So, you know, and I've got, six loads of laundry that has to get done today. It's a cool enough day. I can do laundry most of the day. Laundry is not a problem. It's only a problem if I'm trying to do any reading. I do have one more story to read. I should probably, might be able to get that recorded today. Interrupt the laundry cycle long enough to do the recording. Perhaps I'll do that between drop off and pick up. It's not a terribly long story, I don't think. Oh, and in theory, one of my narrations went up on Crime City Central on Monday. I haven't checked to see if that's true. Blue Murder. I did get the voice acting job off, so that was something accomplished. And I redid my to-do board, so I have it clearly laid out which titles need which work, including the audio work and where I am on any of it. Greedoc. God, I gotta get Greedoc off my desk. And I have to clean my desk, I think I mentioned that. I promised that I would clean my desk before my father-in-law came to visit. And quite honestly, my desk is getting rather buried in various levels of crap. So cleaning it off is probably not really work, but might actually clear the way to work. Also had to upgrade my laptop to Ubuntu 12. Apparently we ran out of end of life on the last version. So I ran the update cycle on it. It seems to work okay. I haven't tried to enable the wireless yet, so that might be a problem. You'd think at some point they would get these wireless drivers into the distribution, but it's not like the wireless drivers are not available, and it's not like installing them myself it sets the core flags. It's just a pain in the butt to have to try to do it every single time that there's a kernel upgrade. Yeah, that's brisk wind. making the turn eastward. Gosh, that's raw. I'm glad I wore 3 layers. I felt kind of silly. I'm glad I did now. Wish I'd worn more. My hands are freezing. That's the tough part. My fingers are cold. It's 50 degrees with a wind chill, so it is probably closer feeling to 40 than 50. And not having any sun to warm me, not having any extra heat. It's monk pole. My hands are so cold, the monk pole feels warm this morning. Still not quite adapted to the new eyes yet. Part of it, I think, is that my prescription lenses are fighting a little bit. I can see actually pretty good right now. I think I've lost most of the medically induced pupil dilation. So I can actually read street signs without my glasses at normal ranges. I can't see them a lot better, any better really, with my glasses. I've got my glasses pulled down my nose so I can peek over the top. So it's pretty intriguing that I've got pretty clear vision without the spectacles. And I've said this before, I'll probably say it like 16 more times, but I'm supposed to wear the glasses to prevent accidental incursions with the orbit. I want my coffee. I'd like some breakfast. What would I like for breakfast today? I weighed in the other morning and it was actually up a little bit. It wasn't too surprising. This week is not the week for dieting. This week is the week for protein, recovery, comfort. Next week I can deal with getting back on the horse. I have a week, 4 days really, because Memorial Day. I'm so bummed I'm not going to be at Balticon. God damn. Anyway, I'll have 4 days, Tuesday through Friday, where I'll have just the kids in the house and no extra taxi duty. So that should be good. That should be... should actually be a little bit fun. It depends on how much I have to deal with the boyfriend. Elder daughter has a boyfriend. And he lives on the other side of town. He's a nice enough kid. But he has a skateboard that gets him across town to visit, but doesn't seem to be able to get him back across town home. So last night, for example, I was just about ready to get into bed when my daughter says, "Could you give him a ride home?" I didn't even know he was still in the house. So yeah, that was a little bit peevish. I wasn't particularly happy with having to get dressed again and go drive across town in the rain. The good news was I could see. It's funny how much easier and how much less terrifying that is, knowing that, yes, your eyes are telling you what is out there in the dark. you actually can see. A big improvement. There's an understatement. So anyway, today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. Don't look for anything, including a post on Saturday or Sunday. It's going to be a very trying and difficult day. So I'm probably not going to be able to do anything like post, even just getting online long enough to put a post up. I'm certainly not going to be able to get up for my walk either of those 2 days. So just fair warning right now that this weekend is going to be a bit hectic. But if I was at Balticon, I would at least get a post up, but yeah, anyway. Excuse me. I do need my breakfast. I did not bake bread yesterday. That was an oversight on my part. I do have fresh coffee waiting. Well, I've got a store-bought bread in the house. So perhaps we will be eating that. Turn north. The wind will be at my back now, so that'll be a little bit less obnoxious. At least I'm moving in the same direction as the wind. Still cold. My nose is running. That's a plastic bag. I don't have anything remotely like a tissue. Oh, do I? I do. Bonus. If I can unfold it, my fingers are numb. No, I can't. It'll wait. I'm almost back. We'll have 2 hours here shortly. 2 hours or 2 miles shortly. And I did use the back gate today. Officially used the back gate. I've been using the garage because it was handy, it was easy. But I didn't want to open the garage door because people are still asleep. In fact, I've got about 10 minutes before I have to wake my wife up and get her ready to moving to get ready to go to work. Kids don't have school. Although I will have to wake up, what's her name, if she's not already, to get her ready to go to graduation. The new highs have me a little dizzy. Crud on one of them too. Although there was one big chunk. Yeah, 19 minutes on the second mile. That's not too bad. That's kind of what I thought it would be. So here I am. I'm at the back gate, more or less, crossing the street here. There we go. So today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. With any luck at all, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.